This is Wendy. It's March 28th, 2013. This is rather unusual. I'm sitting in Liz's restaurant in Richland doing a group interview with some guys from KVP. One of their wives called me and told me they were going to be here, so we're going to try this, do a group interview. Okay. Can we go around the table? Richard, will you say your name?
Richard Carruthers.
Okay. And where do you don't have to give me a street address, but where do you live right now?
540 Espinola, Parchment.
In Parchment. And how long did you work at KVP?
39 years and 1 month.
Okay. When did you start?
July 21st, 1953.
And what was your first job?
Working in the print shop in Mill 1.
Okay.
Helper, press helper.
Yep. Did you move on? Did you do other work, other jobs?
Yeah, I worked as a chrome plateman for a few years.
All right.
What? I can't hear you. Well, yeah, I went in service. I didn't work there when I was in service.
Okay. Did you go in the service before you got the job?
No. I went in service and active in 56.
How long were you in there?
Two years active.
In which branch?
Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps. And then did you come back and resume your job?
Right.
You did. Yeah, I know they help jobs for guys.
Oh, yeah. That was the law.
Was it the law at the time?
There was a law. If you didn't spend over one enlistment, they had to keep your job when you come back.
Okay.
If you re-enlisted after you served one term, they didn't have to keep your job. Otherwise, they had to keep your job.
Okay.
I think it's still the law.
How many years did you work there?
Well, I called it 39 years, but 2 years was in service.
Okay.
But your service time counts towards your seniority.
It counts towards your seniority. Okay. And when did you retire?
August 21st of, 92? I think it was August 21st of 1992.
That would make 39, yep, from 53. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to go around the table and we're just going to do identifying stuff. So, sir, what is your name?
Larry
Tobias. Larry, when did you start at KVP?
Oh, yeah.
I started 1959. Okay, June 24th. And what was your first job at the mill?
I had a seniority by 8 hours.
All right. And did you also move around in jobs in the mill?
Just in the print shop.
Oh, yeah?
In the print shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. June. And how long were you there?
You started helping me the first day you come.
2 months later, you started 3 years.
Oh, yes,
37 years. Oh, no, I started not on, I think.
36 years, 10 months.
Oh, really?
What year? So that would be
1995? Did you retire in 1995? 1997 and 6.
Okay, and sir, your name?
George Horn.
H-O-R-N?
And he went on
George, okay. And when did you start there?
October of 56.
First job?
No, wait a
54.
Minute. 54. Yeah, it was 54.
54, okay.
Yeah, because you were just a year behind.
Yeah, I started right after you did. 54.
Okay. And what job?
Yeah. Against the radio.
Press helper in Parchment.
Mill 1.
Mill 1.
That's a... Okay. All right, we're just going to continue here. Okay, George, in the print. Oh, that's why you guys are all hanging out here. You all worked in the same department.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a little slow. Pardon me. And how long did you work there?
Until 1st of January, must have been 92, huh? No. 91.
You retired on New Year's Day, 1991.
Well, first, last day of December.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me ask you this. Any of you guys live in Parchment while you were working there?
I did for a while, from 85 until 92.
And till 1992. Do you remember your address?
Well, yeah, it's 540 Espinola, right where I'm at now.
Oh, did you move away and then go back?
Well, I was raised in Otsego.
Yep.
And I worked KVP for Mount Sigrid. My wife got to be district manager for Avon, so I moved on to Coloma for 5 years, and she had a minor heart attack. So Avon got rid of her, and I said, we're going back, you know, towards Kalamazoo. I was driving 50 miles each way back to Fort Worth.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So she could have what she wanted to do.
Sure, sure. Okay.
So then we moved into Parchment in 85.
Okay. Anybody else live there? You guys live out of town or live in Kalamazoo? Or
lived on East D Avenue.
You lived on East D.
George.
And how about you, Larry?
Well, when I first started there, I lived in Prairieville.
Did ya? Right. I know Prairieville. I lived in Delton for almost a year. Yeah.
And then when I ended up, I lived at Guernsey Lake. I don't play Guernsey Lake.
Guernsey Lake Road?
No, I live on Guernsey
Lake. You live on Guernsey Lake Road?
Right.
Oh, which, when you're, yeah, I lived on Guernsey Lake Road. I house sat 80 acres there in 2001. Ten O'Connell had 80 acres out there.
O'Connell.
Yeah. When you're driving north, now, the Guernsey Lake on the left. Huh? Were you on the Guernsey Lake on the right? You turn right off that road or you turn left off?
What road did you go on?
Guernsey Lake Road.
Guernsey Lake Road.
That's right.
Again.
I was about half a mile in.
From where? From which way?
Yeah.
Were you over by Orangeville?
Yeah.
Started?
Yes, sir.
So I started at KVP. I lived in
June.
Hastings.
June.
You were driving from Hastings?
That were long, but one.
Oh,
no.
My word.
Honestly, well, actually, when I first started at KVP, I lived at Crooked Lake Delta.
Yeah.
And then I went into service. And when I come back from the service, I lived in Hastings and drove to KVP. And then I moved to Della Street in Porty.
Oh,
and I lived there for a few years.
By the way, by the way, this is George Horn speaking. Go ahead.
And then I moved to East D Avenue, and then I was east there ever since.
Yeah. So you guys, Barry County here, you two.
Yeah.
We went to the same school.
We went
you the same school?
We went to Delton.
Yeah. Of course, big football school.
We both graduated from Delton.
Yes? All right, let me back up here a minute. How did you get your job? I'm talking now to Mr. Crothers. How did you get that job?
I went down, either talked to Jack Sinclair or Joe Pavanka, and they the day I turned 18, because I got out of high school, I wasn't old enough to work in a factory. And they went and took my physical and went to work that night.
And you heard they were hiring. Is how that goes in 50s?
My dad worked there, too, so I had an in.
That's right. What was your dad's name?
John Carruthers.
Okay. And he worked, do you know how long he worked there?
He started, I think, in 32, and I think he worked till 72.
Okay.
He worked in a powerhouse.
In the powerhouse, oh, sure.
Yeah, his nickname was Babe. If you called up and asked for John, they didn't know who you wanted. His
Babe.
Name was Babe.
Babe Carruthers. Oh, for him. Okay.
Good night.
How about you guys? Parent, your dad's right there.
Oh, wait a minute.
How did you hear about the hear about this?
I just wanted to get a job, but I kept going until they hired me.
You just kept showing up. How about you, George?
I graduated from high school. I put in my application and KVP, Shakespeare's, Upjohn's, number of places.
Sure, sure.
And I was hired at Shakespeare's in June, right after I got out of high school. And in October, KVP called and wanted me to come in for an interview for a job in the print shop, and I went down and interviewed them, and I was making $1 an hour at Shakespeare's, and they offered me a job in the print shop for $1.25, so I quit Shakespeare's and went to James River.
Sure. Sure. You bet.
And then I was there from then on.
Did you guys ever work the infamous? Wasn't that all swing shift time?
Oh yes, years.
Liver and onions? Yeah. A full one, right? With baked potato?
No,
that was yours. Okay, that was yours. I'm slowly bringing everything out.
So, swing shift was hard, wasn't it? Or did you get used to it?
Yeah, you got used to it after a while.
Yeah.
When you're young, you don't need that much sleep.
Well, that's true.
And who had liver and onions with baked potato?
You can do that. You're right. You guys all married? Were you all married at the time when you started, or what happened?
I wasn't.
Okay. But you eventually get married.
I wasn't married when I started. I worked there a year and a day before I got married.
A year and a day.
I had to have a year in before I got a week's vacation.
We didn't get married until after I come back from the service.
No, I didn't get married.
No, I got married just before I went in the service.
And when did you go in the service, George?
2nd of April.
What year?
56.
Which branch?
Army.
Army. How long did you serve?
2 years.
All right. How about you, Larry? Were you in the service?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't? Okay. All right. So you guys got married? Raise kids. Where are your kids? I'm talking to Paul Crowley.
I think there's one in Kalamazoo, one in Otsego.
Okay. Are you near a grandfather? Are you a grandfather?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Larry, how about you?
I got a son living in South Bend.
In South Bend. How about you? Got kids?
Two sons.
Yes?
How is that real?
By Delta.
They do, by Delta. Okay. And George, how about you?
two sons and a daughter.
Yeah? Are they close by, or?
Daughter lives in Allegan, and my oldest son lives on Gull Road in Richland. And my youngest son lives in Morley, Michigan.
And are you a grandfather?
Grandfather, great-grandfather, 5 times.
Are you? How about you, Larry?
Mini ground steak with baked potato.
A five. Okay. Okay, so now we got all the identifying information out here. What was the print shop like to work in?
It was a nice place to work, I thought.
Yes?
I liked it. I wouldn't have retired. We were forced out.
You were? Yeah.
Despite Bruce was, we were forced out.
You left in 92? You were forced out? Why, were they doing a merger in 92?
They started Epic out there and back.
They closed
Epic. Sure.
If we stayed, we didn't have any insurance for retirement. Like they say, we're not forcing you out. But if you do stay, you have no insurance for retirement.
Oh,
so what are you going to do?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So did you retire forever, or did you go to work someplace else?
Well, I worked 8 years at Diamond Graphics.
Diamond Graphics? Oh, okay.
One more hot meatloaf sandwich.
Here.
Okay.
After I retired from Diamond Graphics, I went part-time at Myers for 5 years.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I walked.
Okay.
How about you, George?
After I retired from KVP, I went to work for Sign Depot in Kalamazoo for 8 years.
How do you spell that?
Sign Depot.
Oh, Sign Depot.
Yeah.
For how many years?
8 years.
8 years. And then did you retire from there?
Yes.
Okay. And Larry, how about you?
Well, I'm a little different. He wasn't old enough. When them guys retired, I wasn't old enough to retire. So I went into the paper maker. Thank you.
Ah, you mean like you were an officer, or you were paid by them, or what do you mean?
Thank you. Paper makers union was where they make the paper.
Oh, it was where they made it?
On the paper machine.
Oh, okay. And you did that for 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I retired.
And then you retired. Okay. Okay. So, what kind of pranks did you guys pull on each other there?
Oh, we don't. We're
all business.
You first started in the print shop.
Sure.
They used to make a megaphone out of a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
And they'd put ink around it. And they would hold it away from their face and holler. And they'd say, okay, why don't you try that? So you'd do it. You'd have a ring of eight.
Then they say, why don't you put up to your eyes, see if you can see down there.
No.
So you might have a ring of ink around your mouth and around both eyes before they got done. But we had fun.
Yeah. I heard from some of the other interviews that I did that, you know, you guys, people would like cook there and they barbecue outside and during hunting season they
stuff going on behind the mill
and
Jack's party store used to be right across the street.
Okay.
And the president would send you over there to get a half a pound of cheese or crackers while you were working. You weren't supposed to do this.
But yeah,
the
right.
president said, go over and get me some cheese and crackers. So you'd walk over there to Jack's party store and get some cheese and crackers and bring back.
Or a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they on a hot summer night.
Mm-hmm. That's the only prank you're going to tell me about? I mean, I heard a couple that were real doozies. And I think Willard's... Did you get any of you guys work around Willard Slocum?
Oh, I know Willard.
Oh, my goodness. Boy,
he's on tape machine.
He's a big prankster.
Mm-hmm.
But he let loose with a couple on tape.
Who was that? Willard Slocum. One guy had a pair of trousers he stuffed full of paper. They had a floor rack. And made it look like somebody was in there sleeping and the boss went out and tried to wake him up.
Oh.
He didn't know if it was just a dummy there. Vernia did that.
Who did you guys work for? Yeah, who were your bosses?
Well, Lou Calvin, Stan McCall, and then Hatton.
Okay.
Yeah, that was down to Mill 1.
In Mill 1.
Jake DeWolf, too. Jake DeWolf.
Jake DeWolf.
No, Jake DeWolf was the superintendent.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah?
No one.
Do you like all those guys? Anybody particularly tough or hard to work for? Or?
Not as bad as Morgan.
Who's that?
He was the boss up to Mel, too, in the print shop.
What's his first name? Do you know?
Bill.
Bill Morgan?
Wilfred, I guess it was. But
Wilfred?
They called him,
okay.
Called him Bill Morgan.
He was just tough, or...?
Just a jerk, I'm sorry.
Oh. okay. All right.
Good thing he's dead.
Well, I don't care if he's dead or alive.
Wouldn't matter much, would it, Dick?
Wouldn't matter
much. No, it wouldn't. You're right. It wouldn't. Yep. So, did you guys, you know, here's one thing I don't really know. From all the interviews that I did, is would they regularly send you guys or do training on the spot? You know, they call anybody in and you guys would have to go to something that resembles a class or a workshop of any kind?
We were trained on the job.
You were trained right there on the machines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. None of that. And were you all and you had to be in the union?
You're right.
Pretty much?
Mm-hmm. He was the president of the union.
You were? Oh, were you, Bruce?
Mm.
I can't remember.
He didn't tell you that?
No. Oh, he probably told me. Mm. But I haven't talked to him in like two years or something. Okay, so how about, we're trying to remember when the strikes were. Did you guys participate?
When they hired the goons?
You know, I heard about that. Was that in the 80s?
I can't remember exactly when. Well, it had to be in the 80s.
I think it was in the 80s, that strike.
One of them was after I moved back to Kalamazoo because we met up to my house.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean by...
One of them, they locked us out.
Hmm?
One of the strikes, they locked us out. The other one, they made us work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, one we were allowed to cross the picket line.
Yeah, oh.
We did cross the picket line because we had two guys that always had cancer. And they said, if you don't work, you don't have any insurance. So we crossed the picket line so those guys could have cancer or insurance for their wives.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably an easy decision to make.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you said they hired goons, what do you mean
they had
goons?
Guys in military dress.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Standing on top of
the buildings
and the ropes and everything, watching everything.
With their guns.
No guns.
Really? Wow.
We had ID tags, actually, to get in.
ID tags to get in? Yeah.
With our pictures on it and everything.
Yeah.
Well, parking cops came down there and took us across the picket line every night.
Oh.
I don't know how I should describe them other than goons.
Well, yeah.
Bugs,
too many of them. would they have gotten those guys?
No, they were professional guards to guard the company.
Oh, a security
property.
Company?
Yeah.
Or a guard? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you guys used to have, like, hot parties there. Holiday stuff, didn't you? Holiday parties or not?
We never had any of that.
We used to have reunions.
You used to have reunions?
Yeah.
What do you mean reunions?
For our print shop reunion. The guys who worked in print shops.
Picnic. Guys.
A summer picnic. For
picnic or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah? You mean like guys who used to work there, then you guys would all invite them back or something?
Retirees.
Yeah,
retirees. Yeah. Oh. And where would you have these picnics?
Out to his aunt's place for one, some part of them.
Yankee Springs.
Yankee Springs, okay. You didn't have them in Kinderberger Park?
No, we had a wife's aunt had a family campground.
Oh, well, that's nice. Geez, that's better. How about sports? Can you guys play on those KVP sports teams? Bowling or softball or...
I bowled in the KVP league for years.
We golfed in the league too.
Yeah, and golfed in their golf league.
KVP.
And at one time we had the print shop had a softball team. I played on that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Before I went in service. And they had basketball too at the old.
At the community house, you
community
used to play
house.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the word was that, you know, Jacob Kindleberger loved baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And so he, if somebody showed up and wanted to apply for a job and they were good in high school baseball, he'd hire them.
Well, you've heard of Bob Buckmaster, probably.
Yes, I know Bob Buckmaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I go up in the league that he does on...
How is he, by the way?
He's doing pretty well, really.
I can't get him to do one of these.
He doesn't walk anymore. He's
really?
89 or 90 years
yes,
old
he
now.
Is.
And so he rides a golf cart. But
well, he was at the reunion last year. That's how I met
right.
him. And go and talk with him.
Yeah. Well, he's a great guy, really.
Yeah.
I talked to him.
No, what's his name, too, Chris?
Hmm?
I
talked to him 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Over the VFW Hall.
Oh, yeah?
Single to fish fry.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Well, he told me he's got, his house is just full.
Bucky?
Bucky.
What did I tell her about?
Is that the one, Bucky?
Pictures.
Yeah.
Stuff. And I've been trying to go out there. I call him up and I go, you know, Bob, you invited me. I really want to come and do an interview.
Mm-hmm.
I got my tape recorder and he'd go, but he had some medical stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, after the reunion, we had the reunion in July, and he'd say, yeah, no, I really can't. I got stuff going on. I got to go to the VA hospital or something, you know. He just didn't, wasn't up to it. I wanted to go
He golfs about three times or four times a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has a membership at Crestview.
Well,
really, I'd have an interview with him if you can.
Okay.
It would really be worth
Maybe I'll try one more time. I think it would be too, and I'd take pictures of stuff
he's got some.
Charlie Gerringer was his nephew. I mean, he was Charlie Gerringer's nephew that played for the Detroit Tigers.
Exactly,
he,
I heard
he
that.
He was a bat boy.
He's an interesting guy. He's got an interesting background.
I'm going to kick in something for you, dear.
So he went up to...
What did you say, George? He what?
He was in the Normandy invasion in World War II. D-Day.
Yep. And he used to, he told me, periodically go around and talk to, you know, high school classes.
Mm-hmm.
They found out about that, and he would go talk to them and stuff, which is like, I really got to get him.
I'll kick in something for you, too, Kiddo.
What, Bruce?
Right now, I was just talking to Ray. There's three fellas, Ray Bodine, Marv Anson, and Harold Lindsley, I think they're about the oldest ones that's left in the print shop.
Yeah.
How about Gomer? John Reed. John Reed's in the winter. He's out in Arizona, had a stroke, according to what George was saying. He's had a stroke.
He's living with one of his daughters.
Can you repeat those three names? Ray Bodine?
Ray Bodine.
Oh, this is Ray right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Marv Anson.
Marv Anson.
Harold Lindsley.
Harold Lindsley. Are they around your cult in the area?
Harold's at Dunn Lake on Chicago. Is it not Chicago Drive? What drive is that? Anyway, then Marv is
England
at Pine Lake.
Okay.
And Ray's at Ox Eagle.
And Ray's in Ox Eagle, okay.
That was our print shop, but I think that's about what
Calward. He's still there.
Yeah, Jim Calward. Older Jim. Jim might be one. Well, that was in White's print store.
See, there was three print shops, really. There was parchment print, wax print.
I had to call it up one day.
How many there was left? I can't remember. They all combined.
It eventually became one big department.
Mm-hmm. All of us started. Well, I don't know. Yeah, you started out there. Bruce, you started in Kabir, didn't you?
Yeah.
But us three started at Parchment Print.
Parchment Print. Okay.
It was all the same union, but there were three different shops.
Jim is the oldest one of the three.
Eventually all got together.
Okay.
Parchment was where the credit union's at now.
Yeah, okay.
That end was with that Parchment Print.
Yeah.
I think he's close to 90, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody I talked to said they made a good living.
Yeah. Good place to work.
You know, it's a good place to work. Raise your family.
Every time they merged, it got worse.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that also.
Yep.
KVP was really nice, and it came with KVP Sullivan, and it wasn't quite so nice.
Yeah.
When it got Brown Company, it wasn't very good at all. And it just kept getting worse.
Okay. Until 2000, when they just shut the doors.
Yeah.
Well,
that was planned on anyway.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, they shut those doors. They just locked the doors, and... they left a lot of documents in there, and some people went through, but then the archives people from Western Michigan University got in there and saved a bunch of that stuff. So there's a bunch of it.
Well, you've got a lot of that stuff, and Joe shattered it.
Yep, that's right. Joe went through with Sharon Carlson, I think, from the archives, and I've been over to the archives, and they've got, you know, stacks of blueprints and file cabinets, and thank goodness. And every once in a while, something comes up for sale on eBay. Somebody got access to something, a ledger or something, and they want to sell it.
He's still alive. Does he still live on 40th?
Yeah, he does. Over there by 40th Street. Yeah. Kellogg School.
Yeah. There's a guy over there playing spoons.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Is Kamira alive? Is Kamira alive? This restaurant?
We have quantum books. And every now and then, well, every week, somebody picks a different place to go.
Oh, okay.
It's usually the wives, but now and then the guys do it too.
Okay, I see.
The gal said right here,
who used to work with him?
He's right here.
What's her name?
She's passed away. He passed away. Dick Wilson.
Worked with us.
In the blue? Right here in the dark blue?
That's Nancy Wilson,
I didn't hear. She used to work for her husband?
Her husband worked with us.
Her husband worked with you. Okay.
That's how we always...
Yes.
It was a close-knitted family.
It sounds like it. And Parchment itself was humming. As a town, you know, now you can really tell the difference.
We had a few of them that wouldn't talk too much about their families, but the biggest share of us, we all knew about what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like you say, actually, it was just like a second family, as far as I was concerned. But like I say, the first family at home, Marie, that could have been the first family.
You spent more time with the guys than you did just about at home.
Really? Exactly. Sure.
Judge and I went to the fair one night.
Well, the fair was,
you left and went to the Kalamazoo County Fair?
It was a carnival.
Yeah?
We used to have carnivals down on... Was it North Pitcher? Was it down
somewhere
in?
Out
did
in there?
Did they?
Down near by
Bertie Street.
Yeah, North Birdie. North Birdie.
Yeah, before the penetrator got in there.
You mean you were supposed to be working and you left?
Oh, no,
to
we
the
got
carnival?
Permission to leave. We didn't.
Yeah, we got permission. Dick said, oh,
perfect.
Oh,
no. I had to take him home because he was too sick.
That's where we got married.
You were supposed to be here
before we had responsibility.
Sure, yeah, sure. Why not?
It's like when I went in service every night, Craig, and they said, well, what kind of car payments do they got to make? And they said, you got enough money in here to pay your car off.
Oh.
See, I lived at home until I went in the Marine Corps.
Okay. All right.
And so I saved all kinds of money before I went to service.
Yeah.
Never had any money since.
Yeah. I remember that night when you couldn't find a place to park, so you drove between two cars down through the ditch to park, and there was a big rock in the grass, and you landed on top of it.
I used to drive like an idiot.
Did you?
I would race with anybody, anywhere.
Really?
I've gone 100 miles an hour fast.
Right down Bury Street.
You know where Old Town Central was? I would drag race with a guy right down past Old Central at over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
He got down to Crosstown, and the guy pulled out, and he was lucky he got squared, because I took him on one side, and that guy took him on the other. If he hadn't got squared, one of us had to hit him.
Oh, my God. And what happened to you?
And I went and parked my car up behind somebody else and went to Midnight Theater.
You never got caught?
No.
Holy mackerel.
We'll be after you.
Yeah. So, had a hard time getting that car off the rocket.
Yeah.
So you were just, well, you know, in Parchment there was that big accident at the corner. So now, religiously 30 miles an hour through there, boy, they're going to get you.
Oh, it was that way back when
was
I worked there.
Right? Well, yeah, yeah.
There was a big accident out by the airport, too. Excuse me. When I got out of the bowling alley, you couldn't even turn to come back north. But I was going to Air Specialist anyway, so it didn't matter to me. I was going to go south anyway. But they had the road portage all blocked off to go north. And I got out of bowling alley today.
Yeah.
I bowl 4 to 5 times a week.
You do?
And I go off the same way. I retired so I could play.
There you go.
And when I worked, it was so I could play. Support the family and play.
Exactly.
And we used to go to California every other year because my first wife was from Alhambra. It's
okay.
Right by Pasadena.
Yeah. Yeah.
You worked overtime so you could afford to play.
What?
You worked overtime for money to play.
Yeah.
Sure. There was a lot of opportunity for overtime, wasn't there? Did you sign up for it and stuff? You could always make some more money doing that. Now, did you guys used to go into Bob Belisle's place?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You guys are about the same age as Bob Belisle, aren't you? I did Bob Belisle's October 2010. I
he was probably
him.
Younger than
who?
Was he younger?
No, he might. He was older.
He was older.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was older.
Just about everybody remembers that place.
Oh, yeah.
Spent some kind of time on there or something. Yeah.
Okay,
now let me just you know, I really I just want to say this.
Who did that?
I really don't know if this is gonna work.
There
might be too much. There's music going on in here, and we may be completely drowned out. But I thought it might be worth a shot. I'm gonna wrap this up. Let me just ask you a couple philosophical questions. I'm gonna start with you, Rick. What do you consider a successful life? And how has Parchment affected that? Or KDP affected that?
Oh, I made a good living there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess I'm happy with my life.
And evidently made some great friends.
A lot of friends there.
Yeah.
And I bowled and golfed in a lot of the leagues from that were from around, well, so like Willard Slocum, he still bowls on in a Moose League out there. Was
okay. Okay. How about you, George?
What's that?
I'm going to get philosophical.
He golfs in the league.
What do you consider a successful life?
Kill me now,
and how did KVP affect that?
It was a good place to work, and it was a good area to raise a family. Parchment School District was a good school district.
Yeah.
And a very successful life.
This is so great to hear. I love hearing
this. What are you up to the rest of the week?
Great. Okay.
Tomorrow, not much
Barry,
later.
Your turn.
Well, I still got like hamburgers. Pancakes out the church.
Yes.
But I always worked two jobs.
Oh, did you? Where else were you working?
Took a couple months off. When I got
when you were working at KVP, did you like just?
Sexton.
Which cemetery? Prairieville Cemetery. Was that considered like a little government job or something? Hired by the county, by the city, by the township? Yeah.
How old was he when you
I was going to say, how many hours do you think you spent doing that for 30 years?
The way my gastroenterologist told me when he found out.
Really? Yeah. You're a busy guy?
Between the ages
of a lot of graves.
Between
zero,
KVP and the cemetery, you were a busy guy.
So about 25.
By hand?
After that age,
really?
There's the 5%.
Man.
Even when I worked in the emergency room,
finally
got me an old back roll. Too damn old.
Still
got it. You ain't got
somebody finally felt sorry for you.
What happened?
No, I bought it.
Had some old back
roll. Doug has had most of his life now. And we've had it from every skin doctor.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. Like I said, I'm going to.
Skin doctors all
we'll try this.